I'm Rick Moore, and this is Connections, a podcast connecting you with news, newsmakers, sports, and entertainment voices all over the North Shore, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber of Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, and by the Institution for Savings, based in Newburyport, with branches throughout the region. From the mayor's office, I am now at Mayor Safathia Romeoteca's office in Gloucester. And Madam Mayor, great to see you in person. Thank you.
Well, it's great to see you, too. I think it's great the fact that, you know what, I'm seeing people again. You know, the office is open, very limited, though. We're running and functioning. But you know what, it's respect to my staff and everyone else because they get nervous who comes in and how long you stay.
Sure.
So a lot of the Zooms, I think we're all Zoomed out. I think we're all Googled out. I think we're just exhausted, waiting for the good weather to come out and people take their brisk walks and go places again.
Well, I didn't get a chance to thank you, but you hosted a mayor's roundtable for me that my technology broke down, but yours continued, so I thank you for that. I want to get started with talking a little bit about the new faces at City Hall.
Well, there's a lot of new faces, and they're old faces. So we have Nicole Kaiser, who actually was here 5 years ago, a little bit more, helping us with crisis management things, and now... She's my new CAO, interim CAO. We're going to have her hopefully get appointed soon. And then we have Chris Sicaranza, who was here previously, and he's back. And you know what? We're going full force.
Excellent.
It really is. I appreciate everyone that was here helping me prior and during the COVID. It was really hard, and it was, difficult for a lot of people. And now I'm getting ready, and we're putting the staff in place, and we're doing things that we need to do.
Yeah, and as an aside, Fiesta hasn't been canceled, so we're going to keep our fingers crossed for that. Next up would be housing development. There's a lot going on in Gloucester.
Well, first of all, we don't know about Fiesta.
No,
it depends.
I know.
You know, it's kind of difficult. You can't say we don't know if it's been canceled. It really is up to the governor's decision of how many people you can have outside. Right now, it doesn't, as the way the standard is and the phases are right now, we're not open. So right now, Fiesta is not happening. But that is like still they're going through the process. We're going through it just in case things open up. But, I mean, that's right around the corner. And remember, if you want a Fiesta, that's all private funded. Okay, they have to do fundraisers. They have a lot of things now. It's hard for them to do those fundraisers or ask for those sponsors or do anything. First of all, the past sponsors, everyone's having difficulties.
Right.
Okay, fishing industry, restaurants, everyone's having difficulties. So that's where you get your finances from. And then fundraisers, you can't really do that unless you're really going to know what's happening. So you know what? Financially, if people really want to see it, they're going to have to participate and see what they can do. And that's talking to the Fiesta Committee. It's not the St. Peter's Club. It's the Fiesta Committee. Joe Novello, Anthony Cusimano, talk to them and find out, what they can do to make it happen.
So, and we have to keep our eye on what the governor says
exactly.
Also.
Exactly. There's always protocols. So that's difficult. And so continue with housing. We have a new we've all been always looking about housing, what we can do in affordable housing in Gloucester, and we're looking at it, take it a new, different level, is a real affordable housing. And instead of saying a limit of you have 10 apartments, you need one to be, we brought it down to 6. And I personally, I'll be honest, personally, I don't like a lot of the stuff that's happening in Gloucester. I really don't. I love the YMCA, but 200 apartments there. That wasn't like me personally. I don't like it. But as a mayor, I do what's on our ordinances. I follow the law. I do whatever the people want. And the fact is that they got their permits. They went through the procedures. And that's fine. I just want affordable housing. The rates that people have to understand, affordable housing that they were put on them because of our ordinances, not because of the state. They didn't apply for state funding or federal funding or anything. So they get to do the affordable housing like we had in our books for every so many. So I personally rather would have now the new ordinance is going to change that. Don't have to prove a hardship. If you don't want to put the low affordable housing there and give the city the money so we can build or help other people who want to do a real affordable housing, that would be great. I wanted in my – and I couldn't put my personal opinion. I was talking to Jim Destino about that too, that the 40 units they didn't want to build there would have been great and give us the money so we can build somebody else's help because – their affordable housing is 80% right. of the Boston HUD. And that's ridiculous. That's not even affordable to me. I mean, that's the same exact things that we have here that we used to call, I don't know what they call, the Heights of Cape Ann. Remember the top of the harbor when it started? I mean, that there is the same, actually cheaper than what's going to be there at Hillard. And Cameron's, that's affordable. That's what you call affordable. And that's what I like to see, because my kids are not going to be able to buy a house here or live here either. And I'm telling you, I tell people, just because you can doesn't mean you should. You know, you might have an ordinance that says, yes, that can be built, but doesn't mean it belongs there. You know, I don't want to lose the beautiful culture we have, the little cottages we have, the little architect and the stuff that we have. There are places that it can be built. I mean, if you go to the back shore, those beautiful big houses are fine. That looks beautiful there. But you don't want them here on Middle Street. You know, and just because you can, like I said, just because you can doesn't mean you should. There should be places, and, you know, we tried, with Ward 5 back then with Bill Von Vale when he put in, he worked with Christine and so many different people about open space and what you can and cannot do. You know, I think that's unfair that I built a house. I've been living here for 30 years, let's say. And so because you can afford to buy the next two houses next to me to build one big, huge house, and I have this, I'm lost and squashed. You just ruin the whole picture of what we're all about. See, Gloucester's just not a beach. I try to tell people that. You know, I welcome growth, but there has to be smart growth. And I welcome people to come, new people to come in and if they need to build or whatever. But you know what? Go with the architect of the community. Go where you're going to go. Find the ward and find out what you can do. You know, some of these houses, and I'm not putting anyone down. You've got the financial backing. You got it. Fine. I'm not putting you down, but I don't think that, in my opinion, I don't think that I should have a house that's a small house, you know, that's been there 30, 40 years that, you know, someone bought and stuff. And let's go, so I don't want to insult anyone, to my Sister Grace's house or Middle Street where it's historic. So Church Street's not. So buy my old grandmother's house on 9 Church Street, buy the Orlando's next to it, and it's like, okay, build this huge, you know, 9 condos. It doesn't go there. You know, it doesn't go. And it's like, you know what? And people say, Mayor, you have to do something. I am mayor of the people. So I have to go with the people, and I don't make the ordinances, and I don't vote them in. Now, people say, well, you can veto it. Well, not if all the councilors, it's no one's opposed. There's a lot of things that are happening that, you know, I went, I can't believe this passed. And it did, all right, so you sign off on it, because I can only veto if I know I'm going to be able to persuade some of the councilors, and then we can persuade the rest, but not when it's unanimous. You can't do that. So, I do the administration. The mayor's office is administration. City council does governance. And I'm missing some of the ward meetings, you know, and a lot of them happened prior. And, well, you know what? We need to get out there and have more ward meetings. And we need to really find what, you know, be able to do that. And it, because of COVID, a lot of ward meetings weren't happening the way they were supposed to be happening. Well, should we be having changes of ordinance that's going to affect so many if we're not going to get so many people to be able to participate?
Mm-hmm. Well, and that leads right into the next question in terms of COVID. You have been adamant about taking care of Gloucester, and in my opinion, have done a fantastic job with your leadership here. People have done what they're supposed to do. The rates are pretty good. What's the latest on that? And that's one of the things I didn't realize was, of course, was city council meetings and ward meetings. Mm-hmm. You can't do those right now.
Well, no, you can't do them. Some of the I love the Zoom when it comes to meetings, for me personally, because I get to sit home and I have my laptop and I might have an iPad, and I'm actually on maybe 3 or 4 Zooms just to educate myself, because there's no way that I'd be able to go to all of these different boards and commission meetings. I'm actually educating myself. I didn't realize that the ZBA criteria was different than when we were city council criteria as far as buildings and stuff, and I went, wow, here I am talking, they go, Mayor, that's wrong. All right, I'm learning. That's why I'm here. And it's just fascinating that you can go on. And I go, last night I was on conservation and finding out, you know, between docks and setbacks. And I'm going like, wow, it's fascinating. I am so thankful for all the volunteers. I really am, because some of them, those meetings are long, dragged out, and I'm just like, wow. But I'm thankful that they have these meetings. Now I understand when people are saying, I was at a meeting all night. Well, you don't mind if you're home, but you do when you're in the right. on an auditorium. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's a good thing on Zooms, and sometimes it's not. I just think that, you know what, with the COVID, it was safer. It was a smart move. I think it, for a while, we're going to have to continue because of the limit size and some of the projects that might be coming. You might have a full house and we're not going to be able to cap it. But I'm proud of my staff. I'm proud of, you know, the Board of Health. We're keeping COVID. We're doing protocols. You know, we were set up really very proactive before anyone else is, and still proactive. We just wish that the Board of Health, our Board of Health can get some vaccines because we're ready to go. Mm-hmm. We've been doing it, and they're going through now the second shots that some of them haven't. But you know what? All my seniors are not done, and that's a concern. And actually, I registered for MRC, and I'm doing volunteer work with them. And we're doing some every morning. We try to get about a group of us try to get it and get someone. There's one person from Gloucester. She's like a whiz. That girl is like a whiz. I think her, in her mind, it's right there. She's been enrolling so many people every day, and it's just amazing. But it's mind-boggling.
I want her number before I go.
Yeah, well, it's mind-boggling because the fact is, I waited this morning, and they said, you have 7,000, right. 7,700 whatever people in front of you. Within 9 minutes, it was gone. All appointments were gone.
Mine was 92,000 in front of me last week.
Yeah, all gone. Within 9 minutes, gone. Yeah. It's frustrating. So you go onto another website, it's gone. If you don't go, when like Danvers one opens at 8:30. CVS opens at 7:30. This one's open, and we're all there going, like, all right, you take this one, you take this one, and that one, and it's just gone. And it's hard. And so when, it's funny is that, someone went online and today she got an appointment for March 7th and she's a teacher.
Nice.
But that don't open till March 11th.
Right.
So you know what? Okay. So you don't know who's doing what or whatever. Just go for it then. Everyone just go. You know, that's how it's going to be. We're going to go against one another. But you know, our Board of Health with the superintendent, they work, you know what? All these plans and how we can get our teachers, you know, vaccinated. We've been thinking of day one. We were going to do the buddy system. You know, if we got vaccines, okay, you know how you could take a senior. What better person to take a senior that doesn't have anyone would be a school teacher, you know, and then they can bond, you know, that we're going to do everything and try everything. And then it kept changing and it's frustrating. It's frustrating when you have your Board of Health ready to go. You know, you've got the fire department. We've got our refrigerator to hold this. You got everything else. And you can't get the vaccines. So we're trying to, we've been talking with Senator Bruce Tarr. We've been having Zoom meetings weekly with Manchester, Rockport, Essex, and Leahy, Addison Gilbert, Leahy Health, Beth Israel, to figure out, because we actually all fought for them to get their shots, and the hospital should get it. So they can only do their patients and people who have the, you know, specialty doctors with them. But we wanted to know if we partner with them. So they're, let's say, awarded 1,000 shots. Because there's no possible way that the city of Gloucester can do 750 shots a day. And, you know, what do you do if those people don't come in? And we don't have the mechanism. So if we could partner with someone like the hospital. So you give them 1,000 a day. They do their patients. And then give an extra 500. And we can divide it between the Cape Ann communities. Then we'll make our own appointments. Get our, we'll even staff it. You know what I mean? We'll even say, okay, you're gone. We'll go in today with, you know, the staff, or, you know, from the Board of Health, something. We're working on, and I really have to say, between Ann Margaret and Bruce Todd, we're really working so hard to get that done because we're frustrated. They get the calls too. Everyone's frustrated. I get frustrated that I still have people who are 80 years old and don't have their vaccines. That's really concerned to me because when they say Discover Gloucester, we've been discovered, and there's no way in my mind that we're not going to have a good season, mm-hmm. that people are not going to come here. You know that's going to happen.
All right. Finally, Madam Mayor, I read a science fiction book a long time ago where a guy who wanted to go to Mars got all kinds of implants and machines and stuff like that, so he never had to go to sleep. You're already doing that.
That's right. It's espresso. Good kind. Lavazza.
All right.
It's espresso.
Thank you.
And anyone, don't give up. It's frustrating. I feel you because I've been on there trying to get a lot of people on. It's either like you have to be on, then you're waiting, and you can do it like at and you want to get up at 5 a.m. to do it. The only reason why we get up early to do it is to get all the names and gather all the information, because you need to have ready, right? Ready. You got to make sure you have ready your name, your address. Yeah, we know that. But your health insurance card numbers.
Yep, in the picture, yeah.
You got to have that right there, because as soon as you try to go to your pocketbook, that appointment's gone. It's gone. And people don't understand it. They think because they're on the system that it's there. But one thing I have to ask people. You know, I know that some of you are computer suave and the whole thing. And so what's happening is there's no mechanism to cancel your appointment if you try to call back. So you are calling Gillette Stadium. Oh, they gave me one on March 30th. Then you got one at CVS Peabody. Then you got one and, you know, here. And then, your doctor's appointment called you March 9th. I'm going now. Well, guess what? All those appointments, you're not calling them back. You're not canceling because you know the frustration. So those are all appointments someone else could have took. Mm-hmm. So no one's going to know until that day at the end. They're going to give it to someone who's going to be there, but not the person who really needs it at that time. So please, if you have an appointment, keep it. What is the difference if you have it 3 weeks from now or if you can get it next week? We waited this long, 3 weeks. So thank you.
Okay. Good advice. That's Boston Mayor Safathia Romeo taken.
This has been Connections, a podcast connecting you with news, newsmakers, sports, and entertainment voices all over the North Shore. Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber of Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire. By the Institution for Savings, based in Newburyport, with branches throughout the region. Connect with Connections by emailing msonewsports@gmail.com.